Well, what about today in history? 1933 was the year. Sorry to scare you with that, but the movie King Kong premiered in New York on this day in 1933. The tale of the giant ape spawned remakes in 1976 and 2005. And I guess more recently, they did something else. Also, we get into the time machine again this morning for 1965, another movie premiere in the Big Apple, The Sound of Music. You can't beat her, right? Yeah, of course, based on the musical by Rodgers and Hammerstein. Okay, this morning's devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, as we get started for March 2nd. When we love people we disagree with, it turns our faith into a living biography. Matthew 7:24 says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Goff says, in one of Jesus' most popular sermons, he told people how to become love. He told them to be humble. He urged them to turn the other cheek when someone came swinging. He said to give their stuff away, not to store it up here on earth. But the most radical part of the sermon was this. He told people to love their enemies. Jesus said it's easy to love people who love us back. Anyone can do that. But we're to love those who don't love us back, even those who have it out for us. Goff says, I think we water down Jesus' call to love our enemies by thinking of them in broad and extreme categories, like people in countries we're at war with, terrorists, leaders of drug cartels, criminals who have done great harm. A person walking their dog isn't your enemy, right? A teacher you've never had but have heard stories about how strict they are isn't actually an enemy. How can they be when you don't know them? Here's the thing, says Goff. I think our enemies aren't just the extreme examples that come to mind. They are the people who make us crazy. They annoy us with their insincere words or their rash behaviors. They're the bosses who call us into the office on holidays or the parents who gossip about our kids. These are the ones we enjoy the least and disagree with the most. Whoever it is, he says, Jesus told us they're the ones who will show us how real our faith is. The way we treat people is a report card on how far we've come in turning our beliefs into our biographies. Even when we're sure that they're in the wrong, we have an opportunity to remember God's response to us when we were even more wrong. It was total grace. Loving our enemies is a hard test to pass, but when we do it right, we show ourselves to be eager students at the feet of a great and compassionate teacher. We got two questions today. Closing off, Bob Goff asks, who's the most difficult person for you to love these days? What can you do to draw closer to loving them this week? First of all, my friend Joyce Orth, her birthday was yesterday. Belated happy birthday, Joyce. Got to see her at church. I was serving as greeter. Got to greet her as she came in. She's awesome. She has retired from working with the Altoona School District for many years. But hey, in that retirement, working with Kat Morgan and Fierce Freedom, and she's just the best. She's such a trusted friend and a fantastic listener, has full of wisdom and so much grace. And I saw that she thanked people on Facebook for wishing her a happy birthday and had a wonderful Mr. Rogers quote. I love you just as you are. So that's how we feel about you, Joyce. So happy birthday. You're the best. Okay. Also, yesterday I'm checking our celebrations page and seeing that, in the Ramirez house, there was a birthday yesterday. I have to scroll down to see these, but Saul Ramirez saying that it says here, so we've got the person who submits the birthday. It gets a little confusing for me. But anyhow, I think Saul is saying, my son is 15, March 1st, yesterday. So happy birthday. Also, someone who does some great work in Eau Claire for the unhoused, Candy Marty Carina, with a birthday today. Happy birthday, Candy, we appreciate all the work you've done with Say Yes Missions. And, boy, you've gone the extra mile. You really have. So those are some March 2nd birthdays. You guys have loaded up with all sorts of them for us to keep track of in days gone by and days still coming. So thank you for that. Via Facebook, we're learning of some other birthdays today, including Jody Welskoff. She had one of the best cabin fever screams that closed out Best of the Week on Friday. Jody and Aliva, happy birthday. She's a longtime friend, dear sister in the Lord, and a Great greeting from her sister, Julie, on Facebook today, where Julie says, "We've been through a lot of life together. You are simply the best, steady, faithful, and giving. I hope you all feel, I hope you feel all the love and care that you give to others come back to you today and always. Love you, sister. Happy birthday." Doesn't get any better than that. There you go. Feeling the sister love there for sure. All right, WWIB, it's March. Hope and Hoops is coming up on 10 before 7. We've got not one, but two pledgers. Thanks so much to Kent. He checked in here this morning, started us off with a pledge of $5 per make and $2 per miss. So a bit of a cushion there. Thank you, Kent. Appreciate that. And also Marcy and Bloomer, good enough to say $10 per made basket. She'll double numbers 3 and 5. Shot from the chair, I don't know, as one or two of threat, and then it got up, and I'm like, it's just a flick of the wrist, so I'm coaching myself here. Five shots, and oh, there's Todd in Rice Lake who's checking in. Thanks, buddy. Says, I'll pledge $10 per shot made for you today, and also Caleb, if he shoots, love the morning show. Yeah, you know, I've got the whole shooting list here, and yeah, it is Caleb. It is Caleb. And then Dave, actually, later today with Dawson on the drive. So, all right, let's do this. All right, got the mic here, and I'll keep it on and step away. All right, so had some warm-ups, and so, all right, first one. First one's off. All right. All right, well, Marcy said 3 and 5, we're going to do the double. All right. Oh, honeycombed out. All right, honeycombed out. All right, here we go. This is the doubler. All right. Ah! This wouldn't go. All right, here we got two left. We got two left here. That one's in there. That was a swish. All right, number 4. How about number 5 here? Here we go. Get in there. Yes. All right, they got the second doubler, so 2 out of 5. We'll take it. You know, just kind of still warming up on those first 3. But came through on number 4 and even on one of the doublers for Marcy. So we'll do the math and figure it all out. And Todd, thank you. $10 per shot made. Yeah, so there we go. And let's get ourselves a winner right now. Let's why delay here? We can figure it out in a matter of seconds to, I can tell you who is the winner. So let's get a little bit of a, can we get a little drum roll here? One of these three goes away with the Moldy's archery and tackle shooting pass. And our winner this morning is... it is actually Marcy. Marcy goes away with the $24 shooting pass for Moldy's Archery and Tackle today for the shooting range gift card. So congratulations to her, but thanks to everybody who got behind me. And yeah, we got an early pledge for Caleb as well. So thanks so much, Todd, in Rice Lake. All right, highlight of the weekend here, WWIB. And for me, I guess it would be going to the celebration of life for a former housemate of mine from 40 years back, Dean Hansen. Dean left us unexpectedly at the age of 63 a couple of weeks ago, and he was just an incredible brother in the Lord. He and his wife, Charlene, belong in the Hospitality Hall of Fame. They show us what generosity looks like, and it was good to be with others celebrating his very generous life.
I think my highlight, and of course, we'd love to hear your highlights, friends. What was a highlight of your weekend? 715-396-1670. I think mine was celebrating the birthday of my 3-year-old niece. So Lulu, Luciana, she turned 3 on Friday. And so on Sunday at my parents' house, we got to celebrate. So she's really into Frozen, as you might be, youngster. And so my sister Rachel made an incredible cake where there was an Elsa doll in the middle of it, and then like the big flouncy ballroom type of dress was the cake. And an incredible angel food cake, and beautifully decorated and delicious as well. So, but just seeing Lulu's constant smile during the entire party time and every single thing she opened as well. She was so excited for it, and open it. And, you know, wanted to play with every single toy she got, wanted to try on every single new piece of clothing or purse that she got. So that was kind of the joy, was just seeing my little niece thoroughly enjoy her birthday party on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, terrific.
Good morning. This is Vicky, the volunteer. We finally got to see, I can only imagine, 2. That was amazing. So we did that Friday, and then we drove to Minnesota Saturday, had our grandson's baptism on Sunday, so got to see all my my kids and their families, and spend time with both my grandkids. So that was an amazing time, and praising God for the baptism. So that was our weekend, and it was good weather. We drove through some snow, but got there safe and got home safe. So that was, we are very thankful for that too.
Hi, this is the Esslinger family from Chippewa Falls. I'm Kaylee.
Hey, I'm Ava.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And this is our cabin fever scream.
Warning.
Thank you.
Cabin fever detected.
Well, thank you. Very well done.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. And something I came across last week, the Wisconsin Family Council in Madison announced the newest inductees into their Marriage Hall of Fame.
This is a pretty cool thing. They began this unique Hall of Fame, the Marriage Hall of Fame, in 2022 to honor both the institution of marriage and individual marriages that have really gone the distance and continue.
Now, we think, wow, married 50 years. Well, guess what? Applying to be part of the 2026 Marriage Hall of Fame was open to any married couple who'd currently been married 60 or more years.
Wow. The longest married couple in Wisconsin is Rupert and Faye Bartle of Minocqua, who've been married for 76 years.
Yeah, incredible. High school sweethearts Dewey and Faye were married September 17th, way back in 1949. Together, they've lived a life of hard work, family, and love.
Their marriage advice is just be kind to one another. They say there's nothing that's more important than being kind to one another.
That's good advice.
So in the Marriage Hall of Fame this year, 20 other couples are joining them. And you know what? We don't have time to go through all of them, but some from the WIB listening area to recognize Harvey and Helen Overturf from Sparta, maybe listening at 93.7 FM. They've been married 71 years.
That's crazy. Orville and Arlene Leiters in Colby, married 70 years. Congratulations.
How about Andrew Sr. and Carol Wanta of Marshfield, married 69 years, inductees into the Marriage Hall of Fame.
Eugene and Violet Jensen of Medford, married 67 years.
Jerome and Jean Weber from Stratford, married 65 years.
Ronald and Elaine Hankey of Marathon, married 65 years as well.
Very good. And Wisconsin Rapids over there, Don and Joan Krasny from Rapids, married 64 years. More we could name as well, too, but some from the WIB listening area of Western and Central Wisconsin.
Congratulations.
The Marriage Hall of Fame here in Wisconsin. Pretty cool.
All right, it is Hope and Hoops. Again, Caleb's getting ready to shoot on this first day. Caleb, we wish you the best. Any final thoughts?
Just going to do that. I've been already, moaning off the air and saying, I don't know how it.
Yeah.
We'll do the best. Well, and again, for Whibbing, I just, you know, I like to do the best I possibly can. And so I want to hit all five. It doesn't feel that good right now.
Okay.
But I've got to just go do it. So any last-second pledges,
yeah.
And of course, flat pledges are always appreciated if I don't do as well as I hope. But it's one time, so all the pressure is on this one time, and I've been shying away from it, but it's one time. It's 1 week we're doing this on the air, and I have one opportunity to do the best that I can do. So let's just go for it here.
This is the moment of truth. All right, here we go. So Caleb stepping up here, wearing a gray shirt today. He's going to get five shots at it, thanks to all of our pledgers for WIB Incorporated, shot number one. He's ready. It's on the way. There it is. Swish. One for one. Shot number two. Right in there. Two for two. Next one. There it is. Three for three. Three swishes so far. Number four is on the money. He goes for perfection. Yes.
Yeah. Whoa.
You dialed it in. You're mentally tough, dude. You're mentally tough.
I think the last one did nick off the ceiling, and I told you I was worried about
that. Oh, yeah,
that
was your concern, yeah.
Oh, man.
You did it. It helped to get started good, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the first one goes, then you feel better. Because, again, it's Hope and Hoops week, so one chance. We have guest shooters coming in. Okay. Big exhale.
Yeah, you did it. Five out of five.
All right, yes. Never let it be said that I don't care. Because I really, really do.